brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, we're here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've been talking about the war drums to attack Iran. Our government says we'll attack you and cause you great pain. They say, okay, attack us, we'll cause you pain. And it's used as a headline for hysteria, how they're threatening to cause us pain. How dare them repeat back what we said to them. Meanwhile, we've got big news here with the Patriot Act passing, now going to the president's desk here in the next few days. I guess Bush can click his heels when that happens. Coming up in the next segment throughout this hour, and we will have open phones, Gordon Bell joins us. He was a Portendown veteran who had chemical weapons tested on him at Portendown. And we're doing this interview because, for several reasons, he's a whistleblower who first really blew the whistle on this, and now it's all been exposed, or a lot of it has. And then it's also a smoking gun example of what governments really think of their own people. So that is all coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Mike in New York. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
It's Charles.
Okay, I'm sorry. Charles in Louisiana. Go ahead, Charles.
I put a news yesterday on the news, Channel 9 News, in California. They had a fella, he was stationed in Shreveport. The cop pulled him over. He was just come from Iraq. And a guy was filming it. The policeman didn't realize it. Told him lay down on the ground, then told him get up. When a guy got up, he started shooting him. Now, this is one of our vets. You know, if cops just shot him for nothing. Several
but
times.
See, the vet is worthless. In Iraq, breathing DU, wearing deficient body armor, big scam with Cheney and Bush involved. And then once they get here, they're even more scum. It's only for the people to hear in the news how great the troops are to fool more young people to join, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, you see, I'm telling you, that's what they think about our vets. That's what our government does. We're worthless to them.
Why did the Lord, the official, the authority, shoot the slave?
The traffic violation.
And so he said, lay down, and then later he got up, so he shot him.
Yeah, the policeman told him, get up. And he shot him several times, but they had somebody a video on it.
Well, you know, chances are that cop's probably a psychopath all screwed up from some previous war.
Well, we got thousands of them a psychopath.
Well, if that's on your news, I'd like to get that posted. Well, what was that? Give me a headline. Do you have a headline, Charles?
No, it's not a headline. It was on Channel 2 News, Baton Rouge.
Channel 2 News, Baton Rouge, Red Stick.
Yes,
territory.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, and then you know why it's called Baton Rouge?
No.
Because the Red Stick Indians live there.
Oh, is that right?
Side issue. Now, let me just some mindless trivia. Sorry. That's terrible news, Charles. What are people saying about this?
Well, I want to pass your tapes out this morning. Every morning I pass them out to run them off at night. They're so used to it. I mean, they're immune to all of this. They hear so much of it. Look, the other day, Kip Holland, the mayor of Baton Rouge, got on television and saying we're having a lot of racial tension here with the evacuees, and the police can't hold them. They won't be able to hold them. We won't be able to hold out. The news media made him get back on the air and said, you insulted the policeman. You know, because there's so much that the police are treating evacuees so bad here. They're tasing them. They're just pulling them or they're talking bad to them. We had a policeman, guy just broke a policeman's jaw here the other day, and a citizen come out and shot the man five times for the policeman. You know, the policeman shot him once. The guy got out the car and broke the police's jaw, got on him, and there was an auto zone, and another guy come out of his auto zone and shot the guy five times.
Well, what type of, how dare that man not, he should have taken his shirt off and asked the officer to shoot him. Do you believe that you shoot somebody, then they fight back with their fist? That's pretty cowardly to fight with your fist against a gun.
Well, he was using a lot of racial slurs, that's why the guy got out the car and started fighting him.
No, I understand I'm being sarcastic.
Yes, sir.
About taking, wimps take on guns with fists.
Yes, sir.
Sir, I know. I mean, I don't live there, but I've been getting reports from you and others that it is just total breakdown of society, Charles.
It is. It's about over for Louisiana.
Thanks for the call. We got an important guest coming up. Stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Evil genius that he was, Joseph Stalin, Soviet dictator, said that when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 die, it is a statistic. And so let me just first to introduce Porton Down to you and Project Shad and things and different programs that went on in the UK and the US. Let me introduce you to it with a story out of the BBC, August 1999. There's links to this up on Infowars.com today in the guest section. UK Porton Down, a sinister heir. And then it gets into Ronald Madison. They told him he'd get some time off. They told him they were going to be testing a flu bug on him. They said, if the young corporal just went in and we would volunteer for this, and he'd get a three-day pass and £2, so a few dollars, basically, that he'd be able to get some time off. They marched him into a chamber. They nerve-gassed him with a deadly nerve gas they knew would kill him, and then they dissected his body, and they told his parents that he just died of natural causes. And then his parents learned years later that they had dissected his body and done it all on purpose. So you think the government loves you, folks. They will take you cops, they will take you military, and they'll kill you with pleasure. And Henry Kissinger's written about this and called you mindless scum to be used. David Rockefeller can write in the big Rockefeller Brothers Foundation educational documents about how we're all mindless scum. And he can call us idiots, and I can read the quotes and give you links to, again, major organizations that they run where they say this. I mean, they publish book saying you're scum, that slaves, and laugh at you. I mean, because they know you're not going to read it. They know you hear people like me warning you, and you're not going to take heed. You're going to love it. And there have been thousands of tests in the United States. I use one example because it's one that some Americans have heard of. 1968, fathers, mothers, children, families, grandparents, going to school in the New York subway, biological weapon, and that's been classified what it was. We know it killed a bunch of people, and they had the military doctors waiting at nearby hospitals to opposing as local doctors. They had to deal with the hospitals to see what the effects of the unnamed pathogen were. Deaths resulted, details remain classified. And last year they sprayed bacteria all over Oklahoma, and they admitted that was some telescopology. They said it causes death in mammals and the old, young, infirm, and spontaneous abortions. But they sprayed, 5 tons of it in the different tests. Every major town and city was sprayed repeatedly for a year straight. And, you know, that's just in the mainstream papers. It's, oh, we're spraying bacteria on you. This is very good for you. And there have been thousands and thousands of these tests, and they use DU all over the world and at proving grounds, and their own documents say it's going to kill the troops and cause massive deformities, and major testing sites overseas are picking it up, blowing into the U.S. and England, and no one seems to care. Ah, DU is good for you. So, but instead of giving you all the background on what's happening to you and who's running things, I just thought I'd mention this one guy. He's dead now. Ronald Madison. And that was way back in 1953. They just marched him into a chamber, nerve gassed him, killed him, murdered him. Nice young man, big future ahead of him, killed him, knowing they'd kill him. And it's sort of going public because of people like Gordon Bell. And we can read a little article he put together for us. And we read about him in mainstream news reports, so we got him on. We're honored to have him. And he was also one of these guinea pigs. We've interviewed many other sailors and soldiers from the U.S., who they'd go out on the ship, they'd spray them with nerve gas, people die on the spot, people die a week later, people die a year later, all your hair would fall out, the officers would all don gas masks, and then when the ship would come back into harbor, everyone wouldn't touch it. Other ships would moor next to it. And one of the latest cases was in 1984 in southern England. They had U.S. and British troops stand on their army tanks, and they flew over and sprayed chemical and biologicals on them, and it's just part of freedom, folks. It's loving government, killing its own troops. And again, I'm unpatriotic for even talking about it, so I apologize. Nerve gassing them is good. Of course, I shouldn't be sickeningly sarcastic in a dark, satirical way like Kurt Vonnegut has been, because some people will take it serious, and we have somebody who's been through living hell. We posted photos of him and what this stuff did to him. But Gordon Bell is a hero because he went public. He reported to police. He ferreted it out despite the threats. They killed the head of Porton Down Bioweapons Lab, by the way. Killed Dr. Kelly, that's clear. We'll talk about that, too. But he went public, and so he's a hero showing what one person can do, exposing this. And so, Gordon Bell, thank you for holding during that babbling diatribe. Good to have you on with us, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Good morning to all your listeners.
You bet. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm not.
Okay, guys, can you boost his audio to me, please?
Is that better?
That's a lot better, Gordon.
Oh, okay.
Gordon, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you reside, what happened to you at Porton Down, what Porton Down is.
Well, presently I reside in Canada. I've lived here now for 30-odd years. But my story with Porton Down goes back to 1959, when I was an RAF serviceman. I was a radar operator, and I responded to a notice on the notice board in my station asking for volunteers to take part in common cold research tests. I subsequently volunteered, and I was sent to Porton Down. Now, I went there on 3 occasions, and on one visit I made to England, I discovered that there was no such thing as common cold test ever having been carried out at Porton Down. So this really alarmed me, because that's what I'd volunteered for. By the way, when I was at Porton Down, they gave me a gas test. They put substances on my forearm. They injected me with substances. There was others with me as well in the hospital in Porton Down. Was put to bed with and vital signs taken after injection. all this sort of thing. And then I find out in 1996 that there was never any common cold test carried out at Fort Down. Subsequently,
sir, can you get right up on your telephone for me? Can you put the telephone up by your face? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yes, is that better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. Maybe it's just on my end, but your audio's real low.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I began making inquiries with the Ministry of Defense, and I wrote to the minister asking for an explanation as to why I ended up at Porton Down when I had volunteered for common cold research tests that had never taken place. That was in 1996. I was informed later by Porton Down that I had indeed been there in 1960, and I was subjected to various chemical warfare agents. They described them as being rubber mixers that were put on the arm for a short period of time, which was supposedly a test for gas mask rubber. This is what they are telling me, right? They also put me in a gas chamber to do certain gas tests, which they now say was CS gas with additives added. They then give me a biological substance named pyrexol, which is a lipopolysaccharide and is derived from the Salmonella bacterium. And it has serious effects on the human body.
So not only chemical, but biological.
Biological, yes.
Were you familiar, sir? When did you begin to learn about the cases of other individuals like Ronald Madison, who they knowingly murdered?
I brought about the Madison inquest. You see, they held a secret inquest into his death in 1953, and it was all covered up. And I made inquiries to the defense minister asking for more details on this secret inquest. And I did this through my MP in England.
That's your member of parliament?
Yes.
And you're credited with one of the people in more modern days really breaking this story open, because you went and then reported it to the police, correct?
I did report it to the police, yeah. Because they'd done these experiments without the consent, without the informed consent of the individuals. They duped them into taking part in tests that were supposedly for common cold, and they were not for common cold at all.
Again, common cold or the flu, that's what they told Ronald Madison. They said, you're going to get 3 days off and $2 or 2 pounds, I guess $4 equivalent today, if you do this. And then they took him in a chamber and nerve gassed him, and then dissected his body. I want to go through your story, sir, but just the psychology of this, can you kind of give us a condensed version for those that just joined us of what you then discovered really was going on at Porton Down?
There was a leaked document ended up in my MP's office, and it ended up in my file, right? And I'd received from the Minister of Defense at the time a letter on the 3rd of December 1998. It was addressed to my MP, but it was meant for me, right? And in the letter the minister said he was enclosing copies of the findings of the two main investigations which followed the death of Madison. And the MP sent me the letter, but he didn't send me the enclosing, the enclosures, you know, they're the copies of the findings. He kept them quiet. So several attempts to get him to just give me these copies that the minister had forwarded, just was met with silence. It was ignored. So it went on. Cut a long story short, my wife went down to the MP's office, and luck would have it that the MP's research assistant had died, and he had hired a new...
Tell you what, we're gonna do some audio issues here. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with our guest, and then we're going to continue, and then we're going to go through what really goes on at Porton Down. Governments knowingly murdering their own citizens, murdering members of their own military. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Basically, my friends, they test on rats. They test on guinea pigs. They test on bunnies, rabbits. They test on monkeys, chimpanzees, rhesus monkeys, lemurs. But they also test on people. And then they do open-air tests on entire towns. Even Time Magazine, I remember 10 years ago opening it up, I was sitting there getting my tires changed, and it was talking about a program that I'd learned about in documents, but there it was in the news that thousands of pregnant GIs at the military bases, pregnant wives of GIs, and some GIs for that matter, the doctor would say, we've got some pills for you, honey. These are vitamins for your baby. And they knew that in 24, 48 hours it'd cause a violent miscarriage. They'd be there with film cameras to film it when she came in to see what radiation would do. And their excuse was, we're fighting the Ruskies, we got to do this. See, that's declassified. And see, that goes to the mindset of the globalists, to the people running our country, running England. Remember Israel, it's now been in major Jewish newspapers in Israel. They took 110,000 Jewish children, a Sephardic, of course, it was the Ashkenazi killing them, and they took these Sephardi, and they told them you're going to get a dental appointment, you're going to get a doctor's checkup for ringworm, and they'd radiate them. Many died on the table, many died a week later, some are still alive today, of the 110,000. And the U.S. government paid $3 billion to have that done. So this is what they do. And we're working on getting one of the few ringworm survivors on here. They're called ringworm children. Because they tell them, you're going to get a checkup for a ringworm, which is a fungus. And then they just burn their little brains. Why do they do it? Hey, your guess is as good as mine. Very evil. But going back to Mr. Bell, and I apologize earlier, my audio was low. I know you, the listeners, could hear him, and that's good news. Mr. Bell, I mean, I really want to thank you for joining us. In the few minutes we've got left in this quick segment, your wife went down there to complain there at the local MP's office, and I guess one of the staffers ended up giving you more than you've gotten in the past of these classified documents. Please tell us more.
Yes, that's correct. And the documents she obtained was the secret inquest of inquiry that was held after Madison was killed with sarin. And it's quite shocking, actually, because they were dripping this stuff through clothing taped to his arm. They administered 200 milligrams of sarin through clothing taped to his arm to test, in a test to determine how much sarin it would take to penetrate an army uniform.
And they knowingly knew. I mean,
they knew that, yes.
One drop of sarin, and these documents are now released.
These documents were leaked. They
yes.
were not released. They were leaked by somebody.
Well, I understand that, but I have the BBC here from 99 now, quote,
yes.
saying release. So.
Yeah, well, that's incorrect because they were still classified.
But to get an idea of this, and I mean, thanks to you checking into your own case, you found out about this. Imagine knowing that a drop of this nerve gas will kill you, and they knew they were going to kill him.
But, Alex, they were using much worse than sarin. They were using VX. They developed VX at Porton Down. That's their development.
And
their
for those that don't know, tell us about VX, even more deadly.
VX is a persistent nerve agent, right? It has an oily substance, and it does not evaporate like normal sarin does. In other words, it can be sprayed on a jungle, and this stuff will remain on the leaves, and anybody that touches these leaves will be contaminated with this deadly nerve agent. VX is much, much worse than sarin. And they were testing it at Porton Down.
No.
I have technical papers here, you know, that was given to me by Porton Down that explain the inhalation phase of an experiment involving VX.
Now, what all did you specifically have tested on you? You said chemical and biological.
Yes. One biological agent was a derivative of the Salmonella bacterium. It is known as lipopolysaccharide. And lipopolysaccharide has many curious effects in that it does not give an immune response. In other words, your body does not react to it. And I'm finding now that this biological agent, Pyrexol, was added to CS gas as a delivery agent. Now, CS gas was developed in 1928 in the United States by Corton and Stoughton. That's how it gets to the NCS. Now, in 1960, Porton Down decided to be doing some tests on this
You know what? We're about to break, but did you know that some of the tests and some of the findings have shown that police have been using VX on protesters, and then scientists look at it and claim that there's evidence of bioweapons in it?
I can rest assured that that is correct.
Oh, see, I poo-pooed that. I didn't know that. You mean they're mixing chemical and bioweapons, serving it out to local police departments, and the dumb cops don't even know it. I'm sure it's hurting them, too. We'll be right back. Stay with us. An amazing interview with Gordon Bell, a hero. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as the distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
We have an entire data section that my team put together with photos, documents, news articles, interviews with Gordon Bell, photos of what the different things they tested on him did to his body, photos of the tumors and rashes that it's caused. And understand, thousands of people went through Borton Down over the years. I've got articles right here, and you know, that much is admitted. And then, strangely enough, the former head of the Borton Down Bioweapons Chemical and Bioweapons Laboratory, Dr. David Kelly, told American and British colleagues that, quote, "I'm going to be killed if I don't shut up about what I know. I'll be found dead in the woods." And the local police saw men in black uniforms and masks, this is mainstream British news, run away from the body. There's almost no blood at the scene, two undigested pills in his stomach. They claim he took pills and slit his wrist. And, but I mean, clearly murdered. And in major polls, the majority of Brits believe that Dr. David Kelly was murdered. So I'll just pop that question to our guest in just a minute or two when we go back to him. And there's so many facets to this, so I'm sorry we're having to rush him through it. But before we go back to our guest, I have made 14 documentaries. And the two newest, one is The Order of Death, showing how sick our leaders are and what they're really into, their occult activities. And the other is Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State. And believe me, folks, governments that do this to their own troops, they're behind the terror attacks as well. We have all the evidence of that. We prove how they did it, why they did it, their own documents, their own admissions, from every different angle, every different level. We really prove it like no other film does. You need to get Martial Law. We're also carrying another great 9/11 film, because it's the foundational event for all of this, Loose Change 2 by Dylan Avery. That's available at InfoWars.com. We have a big video and bookstore, a lot of new items. We just added the Citizen Rule books, $1 a piece. Get a 10-pack of them for $10. We're selling them at cost, right above cost for us. And it goes through how juries, grand juries are really supposed to operate and so much more. So that's available at Infowars.com. Or, again, go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We got a deal going for the rest of March, a spring special, 5+ months, almost half a year free on the yearly membership when you sign up for a year. Then we have the good old $5.95 monthly membership. All my best audio interviews, video interviews in studio, my local TV show, all 14 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, PrisonPlanet.tv. Go get a membership today and use it as a great activist center where you can download and burn copies of the films to disc. All right, going back to our guest, Gordon Bell. Gordon, you know, you just tell the story like you want to. We got about 12, 14 minutes left in this segment. We'll keep you as long as you need to tell the story, you know, into the next hour if need be. But, you know, basically what's going on at Fort Endowed, who's running this, why they're running this, why they haven't been brought to justice, why can they do this, what's the psychology behind it, what it's done to you, what it's done to others who've been even less fortunate than you that have died. I mean, just whatever you think's important, tell us.
Well, the first thing about these tests are that they violated the Nuremberg Code. Now, the Nuremberg Code was made up, you know, just after the war on the trial of Nazi doctors who were conducting human experiments, and they drew up this Nuremberg Code. And number one in the code is that the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. That is number one of the code. They totally violated that. They acted as though the code was not never a matter of consequence. That the subject should have the legal capacity to consent. That the subject should not be under the realms of any coercion. You see, they got us to Port and Down by offering us extra money for each experiment and extra leave. Now, this is coercion, and this goes against the Nuremberg Code.
Now, sir, in your case, as with others who they killed, they told you it was the common cold or a flu test, correct?
So that is correct.
They also lied to you, and I want to remind people that tens of thousands of Nazis were brought into the UK and the US.
Absolutely.
After World War II, and they admittedly ran everything from the bioweapons labs in the U.S. They were the ones in West Texas and New Mexico giving uranium pills to pregnant GIs' wives.
You're absolutely correct, Alex. And they also went to Port and Down, these Nazis. You see, it was the Germans who invented nerve agents. It was the Germans who invented sarin, tabun, soman, all deadly nerve agents.
Mustard.
Well, mustard isn't a nerve agent, it's a blistering agent.
But my point is they were
testing mustard, that's correct. But let me pick up on your Dr. Kelly comments. Now, Dr. Kelly, you know, was murdered, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the circumstances surrounding his death are just unbelievable.
Men running away in black uniforms?
Yes, exactly. And no inquest. Remember, no inquest was ever carried out. And the last person, one of the last people that Dr. Kelly spoke to was Judith Miller of the New York Times. Now, Kelly was beginning to talk, and he was a threat to Port and Down.
Yeah, he didn't know old Judith Miller was on the payroll. I guess after he talked to her, a phone call got made.
Well, if you ever read Judith Miller's book, Germs, you'll see Dr. Kelly is mentioned several times in there. You know, he was obviously talking about Port and Down. He was a very disgruntled scientist. He knew a lot, but he wasn't getting the pay raises and the promotion that he expected, and he became very disgruntled, so he began talking, and that led to his downfall.
I mean, how can it clearly be he was taken there, he didn't bleed to death there, the special forces type troops are seen running off, and the media just goes, ignore that.
Well, you know something? The media is the problem in Britain. They do not report fully on matters of such as this. There's no such program as yours in the UK. The BBC even is muted. I mean, recently the Ministry of Defense have admitted giving LSD to certain people at Portendown, and they've paid out compensation. But then the BBC will never mention, you know, Pyrexol or VX or Soman or Taboon.
Well, that's what they always mention the smallest little thing, and
that's
then go,
right.
They're lucky we gave you LSD. Everyone wants it. Ha ha, what wimps.
Really?
They let them party.
I mean, LSD is a pretty mundane substance compared to, say, VX, but the report on LSD...
Sir, here's an example. They threatened the Abu Ghraib individuals. They threatened the Camp X-Ray individuals. So in Iraq and in Cuba, they tell them, and this is admitted, that if you don't say what we want you to say, we're going to take you to Egypt or Jordan or Georgia, and we're going to torture you to death. We're going to boil you alive in Tajikistan. And then the media uses the spin, oh, they love Camp X-Ray so much, they beg to stay there. No, they're being told, you're going to be taken to be tortured to death in one of the super secret sites. That's now admitted. And then the media spins it, and it's the same spin. They use the small thing like LSD. Meanwhile, they're killing people with nerve gas.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. But you know something? There was 45 deaths reported after the police investigation into Portendown. It was reported by the BBC that the police were investigating 45 premature deaths of servicemen who had been exposed to chemical and biological agents.
Now, let me ask you this question right now, and I've got that article in front of me, 45, and that's the tip of the iceberg.
Yes.
What is the doctors who did this to you, were they German, were they British, were they American? How do you think they could knowingly be ruining lives and murdering people? What was their rationale?
Alex, I can tell you that one of these doctors is alive and well, and he's living here in Canada. He wrote a important technical paper on the inhalation of sarin. He was in party to the experiment on the BX, and he was involved in CS gas.
Why hasn't this mad scientist, drunk a gallon of it himself if it's so delicious?
Yeah, well, you know, why hasn't this scientist been arrested by the police? And they covered up for him. He's living in comparative luxury out in British Columbia. And he's responsible for some of these horrible experiments.
Now, for those that don't know, I want to personalize this. According to the reports, these people are flopping around, spit flying out of their mouth. These are young men being murdered, and it's just, how dare you even care?
Well, of course, that's right. I mean, how dare you ask this thing about Portendown? And it's a very dangerous place to look into. There's a lot of deaths occurred, suspicious deaths occurred at Portendown. One recent one is a senior scientist at Portendown whose plane just happened to crash, and he was killed. And there's lots of scientists that are losing their lives in suspicious circumstances.
But here's my question. Yeah, it's over 180 now, all over the West, because they're... let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Getting back to the psychology, have you ever been able to confront one of these doctors and say, why did you do this to us? Why did you maim and kill so many of us? Why? Why?
No, I've never been able to confront them personally. I've been in touch with one of them in Canada here by email, and he admits to certain things that he did at Portendown, but he won't give any details. You know, he's very evasive.
But does he say why he did it? I mean, what's the psychology?
No, he won't say why. He won't say why. And I asked him if he'd been interviewed by the police, and he was very vague on that as well. He said that certain individuals, investigators, had... interviewed them just on an informal basis.
Sir, I'm sure you've researched chemical and biological testing on populations because it happened to you. Are you aware of Israel's ringworm children, how they radiated 110,000 of them with extreme pleasure?
No, I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, they take little 3-5-year-olds, strap them down, radiate them, kill them, and the U.S. government paid for it, and it's in major Israeli papers, I mean, reporting on it, like they're reporting on the price of tires.
Who's doing this?
The Israeli government. They tell the kids they were going to a doctor's checkup, and they'd murder them.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking...
I quite believe it. You know, but, you know, that it's a sad state.
I wonder why Steven Spielberg doesn't make a movie about that. How the Ashkenazi leadership loves to kill Sephardi. I don't know.
Well, Stephen won't do that, I don't think, because I believe he's Jewish, isn't he?
Yes.
Now, you know, another thing that happened after these experiments, you know, they turned us out of the gates of Porton Down and they did no follow-up medicals. You know, this is criminal negligence at its worst.
Do you think they told the doctors that you guys had volunteered fully? I mean, obviously that wouldn't be a cover for long. They'd figure it out. But
which doctors? Which doctors do you mean?
Well, when they had you, I mean, did they have you sign a form or something when they said we're going to test the common cold on you?
No, they never gave us any of that. The only form we were required to sign was the Official Secrets Act, which meant that if we talked about these experiments, we could be doing a lot of jail time.
That's right. We've interviewed, of course, David Shaler, who spent jail time for exposing MI6 and MI5 involvement in terrorism.
Yes. Well, of course, my letter from the Chief Constable of Wiltshire indicates that the MOD police were involved in this investigation, as were MI5 and MI6.
MOD's Ministry of Defense.
That's the Ministry of Defense, yeah. Now, this was supposed to be a civilian police investigation into Porton Down.
Well, let me ask you a question. And obviously it was a federal op. I mean, have you ever talked to these cops? Do you realize that...
You know, Alex, I have asked numerous times to meet with these people, and they have flatly refused.
Well, I mean...
Because they know that the questions I'm going to be asking them.
You were in the RAF. I mean, you were one of them. You were in a uniform.
Absolutely.
Don't they realize they're not safe either?
Absolutely. But, you know, well, of course. And there was a lot of strange things happened during the course of this police investigation into Porton Down. For one thing, it was a major cover-up.
Did any of the officers fall down and die?
No.
Oh, so I guess they rolled over then.
But they were supposedly given access to Porton Down to look at the records, which, of course, just did not happen. They would never be allowed in there to see the records. You know, they wouldn't allow any just Tom, Dick, and Harry from a police force.
Now, I want to accelerate. What about the articles I've seen where in the mid-80s they were still doing open-air tests on U.S. troops and British troops together in England? Can you comment on that?
I'm not aware of that, actually. I concentrate mainly in the 1950s to 1960s. This was the height of the Cold War. And, of course, they were just doing anything.
Well, I want to tell you, under Project Shad, conducted all over the world, including southern England, and you can pull it up. We've interviewed the people. They would have tank drivers in southern England just sit on top of their tanks. Jets would fly over at low levels and spray different chemical and biological agents on them. And I've interviewed some of those folks. So it's just so big, you're not even aware of that.
Yeah, well, this did happen. But what they say is that they were killed bacteria, that there was no danger to it. That's what they say it was, that the bacteria was killed.
Well, it's like Subtilis globigi. They sprayed live Subtilis globigi out over Oklahoma. And then you could type it into the search engine, and it said causes, you know, all kinds of health problems. And then they're on the news saying, no, it's good for you.
That's right. But do you know that the British police went to the Pentagon?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, they did. They went to the Pentagon. And they went to Fort Detrick as well, which is the U.S.'s equivalent to Porton Down. Now, they went there supposedly to get records and to get permission to carry out this investigation. But it's all now been hushed up. But they did actually go to the Pentagon on more than one occasion, and that was just before 9/11.
Would you be surprised to know that the evidence is overwhelming and incontrovertible that the U.S. government launched the anthrax attacks?
Well, now, let me tell you about this anthrax business. You know, when the mailings took place, I emailed the FBI to get in touch with the British police who were investigating Porton Down. Now, it is known that Porton Down has the Ames strain of anthrax. And a Dr. Stephen Hatfield was reported in the paper, in the UK papers, that he had visited Porton Down just prior to these anthrax mailings. Now, I never got any word from the back from the FBI, but I did read in the papers that they had went to Porton Down and to make inquiry.
Yeah, they also went after Hatfield, but it was really an Israeli agent.
Hatfield was paid to go to Porton Down by the British government. That was what was reported in their main newspapers.
Well,
and, you know, I have to ask, what was Hatfield doing there? Who did he mix? Who did he socialize with? And what was he told at Porton Down? Why? What was he doing there?
We'll be right back with our guest. Stay there, Mr. Bell.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Covering here is just the surface. We know they're putting cancer viruses. This was developed by the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation back in the 30s and many of the vaccines. We know it's part of a larger eugenics, Malthusian, social Darwin program. We have Dr. Henry Kissinger documents from 73 declassified in the Library of Congress where they ordered the Third World to forcibly sterilize their populations, and the countries ask how. They go, we'll supply special vaccines. They're doing all sorts of social engineering through these. And these are mad scientists. These are lunatics. These are control freaks. They hired the Nazis to set this whole infrastructure up. This is admitted. And it makes Joseph Mengele's exploits tame in comparison, pale in comparison. Going back to Gordon Bell, who he's got his own documents through his member of parliament, who really accidentally gave them to him. And, of course, now a lot more about Project Shad, what went on at Portendown, and other things have come out. But killing 40-plus people, admittedly, what are some of the other ways you now know that they killed these other people?
Well, with the various, these were just newspaper reports, you know, and I put a Freedom of Information request into the Wiltshire Police to have more information regarding their investigation into these premature deaths. Now, my Freedom of Information request was rejected. They will not talk about it.
Now,
this was all covered up.
Now, in the case of the one young man who was nerve gassed to death, Ronald Madison, I have the BBC report right here. They admit that after they killed him, they went ahead and dissected him, too. It was a great experiment. Then they lied to the family and kept body parts and didn't even tell him.
Yes, well, you know, his inquest was held in secret, and only Madison's father was allowed to attend. And he was threatened with the Official Secrets Act that he was not to talk about what went on at the inquest, on you know, that he could possibly be prosecuted
well,
if he did talk about it.
You know
it.
What? If somebody ever murders any of my family, I mean...
Absolutely.
There's going to be hell to pay, guaranteed.
You're damn right. And, you know, there was no way that shut me up. But you've got to go back to those times in the 50s where, you know, they could very well, especially in Britain, lock you up for talking about the Official Secrets Act, for breaking the...
Well, my only point to this is, sir, I've studied this. This is stuff going on in the 50s is nothing compared to what goes on now, sir. I mean, it's just massive now.
I don't doubt it, Alex. But, you know, getting back to the anthrax mailings, I'm surprised that the FBI have not come up with something. It seems as if the whole case has gone cold. They really don't want to find out who's responsible for these mailings. You know,
Let me see. It's U.S. super grade, miniaturized, coated in bentonite. It takes a $100 million plus factory to miniaturize it and coat it in bentonite. They put little sails on each spore so it's aerosolized better and stays in the air.
Yeah.
It gets mailed to all of Bush's enemies, and Bush uses it for a Patriot Act sale. Come on.
You know, you've got to take all this with a pinch of salt, actually, and you know... We know basically what's going on here. Anybody with any common sense can work out what's going on. You know, who mailed this anthrax out, and what was the purpose of the mailing? And why have the FBI just suddenly gone quiet on all of this? You know, they should be investigating much more and cooperating with the Wiltshire Police, for example, who have investigated Portendown for 5 years. Since 1999. And it appears that they haven't done that.
Sir, I want to keep you another 15 minutes or so because I want you to be able to get into other facets of what happened to you, physically, what you're going through, and if you personally know any of the other Portendown survivors. But folks, this goes to the very heart of the mindset of the elite, what they really think of us. We're as valuable as white lab rats to them. That's it.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.